welcome to Season 3, Episode 4 of the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind. Podcasting since 2004, I'm your OG Godcaster, Steve Webb. I'm so glad you're here today. If you've been here for a while, welcome back. And if you're new to these parts, I hope you like what you hear and that you'll be here for the entire journey through God's Word this year. I always invite your comments, and I'll share some comments from the LifeSpring family on the show. And by the way, if you are new, that's what I call the listeners to the show, family. I don't want you to just listen to the show. I want you to participate as a family does. You're very much a part of the show, and I do rely on your contributions in so many ways. We'll talk about that more as we go along. Today, we're going to read from the book of Psalms, chapters 1 and 2. And because the Psalms are written as poetry, and in my opinion, no translation matches the King James when it comes to poetic language, today I'll be reading from the King James Version. I'll use about 13 different translations of the Bible over the course of the year, but today it's the good old King James. As always, after the Bible reading today, I'm going to share some thoughts on what we've read. We'll also have an On This Date in Church History segment, which is brand new for this season in the LifeSpring 1-Year Bible Rewind, and I'll begin the new prayer request segment. But right now, let's get to the reading. Psalms chapter 1. Blessed is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor standeth in the way of sinners, nor sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, that bringeth forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Therefore the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the godly shall perish. Psalms chapter 2. Why do the heathen rage, and the people imagine a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves, and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord, and against his anointed, saying, Let us break their bands asunder, and cast away their cords from us. He that sitteth in the heavens shall laugh, the Lord shall have them in derision. Then shall he speak unto them in his wrath, and vex them in his sore displeasure. Yet have I set my king upon my holy hill of Zion. I will declare the decree. The Lord hath said unto me, Thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. Ask of me, and I shall give thee the heathen for thine inheritance, and the uttermost parts of the earth for thy possession. Thou shalt break them with a rod of iron. Thou shalt dash them in pieces like a potter's vessel. Be wise now, therefore, O ye kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear, and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and ye perish from the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are all they that put their trust in him. Well, as you might know, most of the Psalms were written by David. He's the guy that, as a young shepherd boy, killed Goliath. And he's also who God chose to be the second king of Israel after King Saul. And even though he had a major moral downfall with Bathsheba, David is called a man after God's own heart twice in the Bible, which truly shows that God is a forgiving God. As the year goes on, we'll see many, many times where God demonstrates a tremendous capacity for forgiveness. The first chapter of Psalms is really a great place to start reading the Bible, in my opinion. I read from the King James because it sounds so beautiful, but let's break it down a little in the New Living Translation. Verse 1 says, Oh, the joys of those who do not follow the advice of the wicked, or stand around with sinners, or join in with mockers, but they delight in the law of the Lord, meditating on it day and night. Well, beloved, I don't know about you, but I can't think of a better way to start this season's reading. It sort of establishes the scene, don't you think? As we get into the Word of God together, as it becomes part of our daily lives, we will learn to find joy or delight in it. We'll be instructed by it. We'll be challenged by it. We'll see ourselves in it, and we'll learn more about who God is. Really, the Bible is a love letter to us. You see, Christianity is more than just a religion. It's a relationship with the one who created all that is. It's a relationship with the one who created you. And how is a relationship built? By spending time together. We'll be spending time with God by reading His Word. And as an extra bonus, you and I will be spending time together. On the show, I'll be sharing what's happening in my life, and I hope you'll do the same by way of email comments, reviews. I'll talk more about that in a moment, and prayer requests. Now, quickly, chapter 2 shows the futility of the world system thinking that they can ignore or scoff at God. It gives a warning to those who do that, and it gives a promise of joy to those who take refuge in Him. This is a theme that we'll see all the way through the Bible. And as we look at the political landscape in the world today, it could be very easy to be discouraged. It seems as if everything is falling apart, doesn't it? 15 days to stop the threat of COVID has turned into over a year and a half of masks and lockdowns. New and deadly trouble in Afghanistan. Christians being killed in several places around the world. I could go on and on. So how do we cope with all of this? Well, we put our faith in the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you've never read the Bible before, I've got a spoiler for you. God wins. And as a matter of fact, God has already won. He is on the throne, and nothing that is happening in the world today is a surprise to Him. Stick with me over the next weeks and months, and we'll talk much more about how God is active in the world around us. He's not a God who created the universe and then walked away. He cares very deeply about you and about me. He loves you. He wants to spend eternity with you. And He paid an enormous price to make that possible. He sent His Son Jesus to live a perfect, sinless life so that He could take my sins and yours upon Himself. And He was sacrificed on a cross. He died, but He was raised back to life 3 days later, proving that He is truly God and able to forgive our sins. And He offers that forgiveness if we will only believe and follow Him. It's a free gift for us, but it cost Him His life. We'll talk much more about that as the year goes by. I want to hear from you. Email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com or use the contact form at comment.lifespringmedia.com. I'll read some of the comments on the show. Next up is This Day in Church History, but first I want to remind you that this show must have your support. If you like what you hear, if you think that the show is worth your time, if it has value, then I need you to convert that value to a number that makes sense to you and send it to me. And when you donate as an extra bonus, I guarantee that you'll feel good about yourself. The Bible says, "The workman is worth his hire." The Apostle Paul said that those who bring the word to you should be supported. Maybe you're saying to yourself, "Steve, why don't you just get some sponsors, some advertisers?" Well, because advertisers always influence the content, either directly or indirectly. And as we go through the Bible, I'm going to be unapologetically presenting the truth of God's Word as I see it. And in today's culture, that does not always go over so well. I don't want advertisers because I need to be as cancel-proof as I can be. So I need you to go to support.lifespringmedia.com and sign up for a recurring donation or make a one-time donation. And or you can get a podcasting 2.0 podcast app that will let you stream little tiny bits of Bitcoin to me as you listen or send chunks of them in the form of boosts. And even better, send those boosts with a short message with something we call a boostagram. And by the way, I want to thank those of you that have already sent some sats my way. I appreciate it, and it's a lot of fun to see them come in. So far, I've received 12,419 Satoshis in my wallet. And for those of you who have no experience with Bitcoin, and that sounds like a lot, today, as I'm recording this, that's worth about $6.03. Obviously, that's not life-changing, but as they say, every bit helps. The point is, if you like the show, think about what value it has for you and send that value to me at support.lifespringmedia.com or get a new podcast app to replace that dusty old app you've been using. Get it at newpodcastapps.com. I think the easiest way to start streaming sats and boosting and sending boostagrams is the Fountain app, so look for it there. It's available for both iOS and Android. On this date in church history, 1844, the Great Disappointment. Tens of thousands expected Christ's return on this date through William Miller's calculations. Miller was a Baptist preacher, and when Jesus did not appear,
At least I don't think he did. Many despaired, while others returned to Scripture with new humility, eventually shaping the Adventist movements. Beloved, Jesus calls us to look for his coming, but he said, "But concerning that day and hour, no one knows, not even the angels of heaven, nor the Son, but the Father only." So, if he doesn't even know, then we certainly can't know. What are we to do? We are to faithfully do the work he calls us to until he comes. Beloved, this is me talking to you in 2025, just as I was back there at the this year in church history segment. This is the first of what should be many fresh prayer segments for the show. Longtime listeners of the LifeSpring One-Year Bible will remember that we prayed for a long time for Dell and Kathy. I've known them since we were young teenagers, and Dell and Kathy would have celebrated their 50th wedding anniversary last month, but she went to be with the Lord just a little over a year ago after battling several forms of cancer for well over 20 years. Dell is learning to live without the love of his life, but he also has health problems, the worst of which is that his heart is only operating at about 15% of what it should be. We need to pray for him. And then John, a longtime LifeSpring family member, asks for prayer for his family. And I have a praise and a prayer request. Just this past Thursday night, the lovely Lady Leanne, who is my wife, for those of you that are new, had a really nasty fall here at home. She hit the back of her head on the top of our bathtub, you know, around the edge of the bathtub. And she nearly knocked herself unconscious, and she put a great big gash in her scalp in the back of her head. Without going into the gory details, let me just say that it scared me to death. There was blood everywhere, and at first she was even unable to talk to me or control her movements. So, of course, I called 911. I'm no dummy. By the time they got to our home, she was beginning to regain her speech and her motor skills, but of course, with the loss of blood and all, they did take her to the emergency room in the ambulance. I followed in my car. We were there for about 5 hours, and after numerous blood tests and a CAT scan and 6 staples in the back of her head, they sent us home. Thankfully, the CAT scan showed no skull fracture or bleeding on the brain, and I got to tell you, I'm just so thankful that the Lord was there and that she wasn't hurt seriously. So a prayer of praise and thanksgiving is definitely in order, and a prayer for continued healing that I think the staples are supposed to come out today as you're hearing this. So we shall see. Well, let's pray. Our loving Heavenly Father, we come to you with praise and adoration on our lips. You are the creator of everything that is, and you are the beginning and the end. We worship you, Lord. You are worthy of all praise. Father, right now we think of Kathy, and even though you chose not to heal her as we asked, we know that right now she is in your presence with a perfect, healthy body. She has no more pain, and she needs no more chemotherapy or radiation. Her cancer is gone, as is her multiple sclerosis. She is strong and she's healthy. So we thank you and we look forward to seeing her again. And now we do lift up Dell to you, Lord. I know that he misses Kathy so much. And we pray that you would continue to lift him up and comfort him, as you have done thus far. And we pray that you would strengthen his body until the day that you call him home. He struggles so much with his heart problems, and I pray that you would be with him through the challenges. We pray that he would feel your presence each and every day. And now, Lord, we pray for John. His family is really struggling, Lord. With John, we pray that they would truly surrender to you, that you would help them make the changes that need to be made, and that their hearts would be surrendered to you. Thank you, Lord, for what you've done thus far, and thank you for what is yet to come. I pray that you would walk closely with John, his wife, and their children, and that you would make his family a picture of what a godly family should be. And Lord, I thank you so very much for protecting Leanne when she had that fall. Yeah, she got hurt. Yeah, she spilled some blood, but she's still with us. She's still the lovely Lady Leanne in every way. And I thank you for that. I pray, God, that you would just continue to heal her, that you would strengthen her, and that there would be no ill effects from the fall. And for any other needs in the LifeSpring family, Lord, I pray that you would work in your perfect, loving way. Be glorified in each one of our lives, Lord, and we pray this in Jesus' name. Amen. Beloved, if you would like the LifeSpring family to pray with you and for you, all you have to do is go to prayer.lifespringmedia.com and fill out the form you find there. I promise to pray for you in my personal prayer time, and we'll pray for you here on the show. And if you want to remain anonymous, no problem. Just tell me that when you fill out the form. Well, beloved, you know, as we read through the Bible, we're going to be coming across some really unusual, long, and what some people would say are hard-to-pronounce names. I used to think they were difficult, too, but then I was commissioned years ago to narrate a very old version of the Bible. It's even older than the King James Version. So I tried to find a book that would tell me how to pronounce those names. I mean, if I'm going to record it, if somebody's going to be paying money to be able to have this Bible in their ears, I felt I owed it to them to be able to say the names properly. So I tried to find a book that would tell me how to pronounce those names. And one thing I don't mention very often is many years ago, I worked for one of the country's largest Christian bookstore chains. I managed for several years the book department before becoming the general manager of three of their stores. And during the years I worked for this company, I never came across a book that just listed all the names in the Bible along with their pronunciations. Now, there are several Bible reference books that are about 6 inches thick each that you can pore over and glean the pronunciations, but they all use those strange symbols that no one remembers what they mean. You know, those curly things and the dots and the you look at them and you say, what is that? How does that tell me how to say that sound? Well, I had those books in my library here in my home, but it was very time-consuming mining out all those different pronunciations. I didn't want to spend all that time every time I had to look up a name. Some of the names only appear a few times in the Bible, and it's impossible to remember how to say them if you only have to do it infrequently. And if I had to look them up each time I came across one of those, it would be hard to stay on my recording schedule for my client. I had a time schedule. I had to get this thing done. He was paying me, so I had to get it done. So I began to compile a list for myself with easy pronunciations so that I didn't have to remember what all those strange little symbols meant. And then it occurred to me that if this was useful for me, it would probably be useful for other people as well. Pastors, Sunday school teachers, homeschoolers, lectionary readers, students, anyone who reads or studies the Bible. And that's how Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide was born. It took over 2 years to write, and I published it in 2012. Now, if you'd like to have a copy for yourself, if you're tired of skipping over the hard names, if you want to enjoy reading the Bible more, then go to BibleNames.link. Webb's Easy Bible Names Pronunciation Guide is available in softcover, PDF, and MP3. Every name of the Bible is in that book, with every English spelling from every major English translation. Now, when you buy my book, you're helping to support this show. And because you're helping, I want to give you a discount since you're part of the LifeSpring family. When you check out, be sure you use discount code PODCAST and you'll get a 25% discount only at BibleNames.link. Now, for people outside the United States, you can get it at Amazon. Hey, if you like the show, I'd love it if you'd go to reviews.lifespringmedia.com and leave a review. Why? Well, there's several reasons, but how about this one? Because it's a great way for me to see what you like and what you don't like. That way I can make the show better for both of us. And I'll share some of the reviews on the show. Go to reviews.lifespringmedia.com. And while you're there, after you write a review, sign up for the newsletter. I'll send you a weekly list of the Bible readings for the week, and I'll have some other content there that you won't get on the show. Sign up at news.lifespringmedia.com. Our reading tomorrow will be Job chapters 1 and 2. Job is one of my favorite books of the Bible. Everyone goes through difficult times in their lives. Nobody gets out of here without heartaches and loss. Some have it worse than others, to be sure.
And Job shows us how to react to those times and how to come out on the other side in one piece and even closer to God than before. You'll want to be here for that. Now be sure you're subscribed. If you're not, go to subscribe.lifespringmedia.com. There are links there to help you do that. Or in most podcast apps, just search for my name, Steve Webb, or search for LifeSpring Family Audio Bible. And speaking of apps, get one of the new and shiny Podcasting 2.0 apps at newpodcastapps.com. One of the cool things about these apps is every episode of this show has new podcast art, which these new apps will show you. Plus, you can stream sats and boost when you hear something that you particularly like. And tell a friend about the show, or an enemy. One way we can make the world a better place is to get God's Word into more hands and more ears, don't you think? That's what this show's all about. Comment on the show at comment.lifespringmedia.com or email me at steve@lifespringmedia.com. I'll read some of your comments on the show. I want to hear from you. Well, that just about wraps up our first real episode of the season. Until tomorrow, may God bless you richly. Thank you for being here. I'm Steve Webb. Bye.